This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is On Driven on Joy 94.9. The show today is featuring Kevin, Hugh and Mark. On Driven represents peace and understanding in our multicultural GLBTIQ community. If you have comments on the programme or would like to ask any questions, you can contact us in the following ways. Facebook, On Driven on Joy 94.9, sorry. SMS 0427 Joy 949, email onair@joy.org.au, and you can even call us. Sarge is on reception and he can take a call on 1300 Joy 949.
Hi everyone, my name is Kevin. I'm a third year student at Monash University. I'm a producer of today's show. My major study is journalism and media communication. I'm really lucky to work internship at Joy 94.9 FM. So today we are talking to Shiro from Vietnam about his life and share experience when he first came to Australia. So coming up is another Rex Show story on the Orange Ribbon today.
Joy 94.9 and you're listening to Orange Ribbon. And today we've got two people to really introduce. So let's start off with Kevin. Welcome to the show, Kevin, as our guest producer.
Thank you.
Give us a bit of update on why you're here on Joy.
Oh, well, first things I think is I'm really lucky to got offer from Joy 94.9. And I think it's the first thing is I think is really good for my experience and the career in the future. Uh-huh. And I think I'm lucky and got the offer from Joy, and definitely this is the second thing I think is the good, really the Joy as an international student for me and myself is like I think we need to get some sort of the social network after school, and Joy. Like Joy FM give me the great opportunity to work as an internship, and I got really well with other people during the last 2 weeks. And the third thing, the last thing I want to say is like during the last 2 weeks, I realized Joy is really like the big family. They are really helpful and I really enjoy to work at Joy.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, that's very good.
So just the listener to understand, so this week's show, usually Hugh or myself, we when the presenters or when the other presenters would do the producing and finding the guest and writing all the notes up and doing the music and all of that. But today, this is all Kevin's baby.
It's all Kevin's work. Yeah.
Apart from if there's a mistake, and that's probably going to be Hugh's fault. But
now, just one question, Kevin, before yes. we move on to our guest Zero. Did you know that Joy 94.9 was a gay and lesbian radio station before you came?
I didn't know before, but when I got the offer, I was really excited. And then I'll just look at the Joy FM and say, "Oh, that's really interesting." And I'll tell that to my friend and as well as my teacher. And she asked me, "Do you realize or do you aware that is the gay and lesbian station and for the community radio?" And I said, "Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I don't really care. Why am I going to care about that? This is."
I think the listeners now realize that Kevin is not gay. He's straight.
and I think probably was it about 50% of our audience who listen are actually straight as well.
Of course, yeah, of course. Well, everyone listens.
So it's a big mix of.
I know someone who's actually listening today, uh-huh. and I said I'd say hello.
Oh, really?
So I'm saying hello to Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
There you go. Three presenters all said hello to you, Dan, if you're listening. But the purpose of today's show is to speak to another young man from Vietnam, and his name is Zero. Is that right? Zero?
Yes, Zero.
Okay, welcome to Orange Driven Zero. One question. Now, I know that you, like Kevin, you pick a Western name when you come here to make it easy for us in the West to actually pronounce your name. But where did Zero come from?
Well, the reason I picked the name Zero is because this is a very unusual name. I think that most of my friends told me this is not, they'd never heard that name before.
Uh-huh. No.
So, but actually, I think that's Japanese name actually, but I just like it.
It's Japanese. Just
yeah, a little bit Japanese name.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tend to be Japanese.
You must have seen it somewhere though to pick it.
Yes. Because when I listened to one of my favorite songs in Vietnam, was performed by the guys. His name is Zero as well. Right. So that one is my favorite song. So I think the Zero is it's a cool name. So I just get it.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You come from Vietnam, from a city, a town, or?
Well, I grew up from the small town in the south of Vietnam. My town is very small, so you're not able to see in your mouth anyway.
Really?
Yeah, it's very small town.
When you say small, so how many people would live there?
I'm not too sure, but it's very small.
So tell us a little bit about what's life like growing up in Vietnam. How different is it from Australia?
Well, I was in Vietnam, and when I just finished my high school in Vietnam, so I decided to go to Australia to continue my study.
Why did you pick Australia?
Because my uncle, he lived in Australia.
Oh, okay.
And I know that Australia is one of the multicultural country, and that's one of the reasons.
One thing is like, what was it, the food like in Vietnam? Like, is there a different Vietnamese food in Australia?
Oh, that's one of my interested thing that I want to tell. The food in Vietnam are wonderful. That I cannot forget when I come to Australia. It's very tasty actually, especially the food from my mom, because she cooked very well.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the cook in Vietnam the Vietnamese food in Vietnam and the Vietnamese food in Australia is a little bit different.
Okay.
Because they use the different ingredient,
right. Is it because they can't get the ingredients here? Is it only
they can get actually? They can, but not enough.
Maybe they're too expensive.
I think maybe because they serve like the Western people, like some way they have they need to a little bit less ingredient. It's not too strong,
right?
Compared in Vietnam, like
when you say it's different, is it what they don't make it as spicy, or is it just different flavor? Or
I think it's like not spicy enough, and the flavors is like a bit totally different for me, so from my experience, I reckon.
So they're really cooking it for the Western palate, not the Vietnamese.
Yeah, for international people as well. Right, so, right. Yeah.
And also the people who work in these restaurants, they don't all come from Vietnam. They may be Vietnamese, mostly, but they're born here.
Most of them are from Vietnam, yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So what would be traditional dish that maybe we've probably eaten and not necessarily known that it's Vietnamese? If I've gone to an Asian restaurant of some description, and what would be the main dish that you'd recommend I go and eat?
Well, are you talking about a Vietnamese food or Indonesian
Vietnamese food?
Vietnamese food. I recommend you should get the pork chop rice. That's very traditional Vietnamese food.
Pork chop rice?
Yes.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay. This is On Driven on Joy 94.9 with our guest producer and presenter Kevin and Mark and myself Hugh. We'll be back very soon.
Welcome, Zeros, on our show today.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin.
And you're listening to On Driven on Joy 94.9. So, Kevin, let's lead off with the first question.
Oh, yes. Zero, can you tell us about Vietnam? Like, what do you can you a little bit about Vietnam, like for the our audience, our listener, to know more of a little bit of Vietnam?
Well, Vietnam is a small country compared to Australia. However, the population in Vietnam is 4 times than Melbourne. Oh, no, Australia.
So it's a bit crowded.
Yeah, it's very crowded, especially.
How big is that?
What's the main religion in Vietnam?
Religions, I think most of Vietnamese people are Buddhist.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah.
What about Christianity? Is there a lot of churches, Christian churches in Vietnam?
Yes, there's a lot of as well. But most of them, I think Buddhist, most of Vietnamese people are Buddhist. But
and how about yourself? Christian. Were you brought up a Buddhist? Or?
Yes, I'm Buddhist as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
In Buddhism, do they have to actually go to a temple like other religions? Or do you have it, a temple in your home? Because I know so many people who've got temples in their home, but they never actually go into a, I don't know what you call your church or temple or something.
Temple, yeah. I don't usually go to Buddhist like every week or every month. Sometimes I go to Buddhist just to visit, but I also, when I have some problem or I usually pray. I just pray at home or everywhere. I just pray, and I don't need to go to temple or, yeah. But I do go there.
I knew someone, I know someone, who has a temple, and his parents have this massive temple in their sitting room, and they actually offer cognac and cigarettes and chocolates and everything to up to the god. Is that fairly normal for Vietnamese as well?
I'm sorry, I have no idea. I'm not religious. Probably Asiro, he can answer the question.
Well, yeah, depend on the day that we celebrate on New Year, or like today is Moon Festival in Vietnam.
Okay.
Yeah, so we actually need some alcohol, some cake, yes, to celebrate.
Good combination, alcohol and cake. Yeah. Mark loves it.
I do, in either way. So with coming to Melbourne then, did you find it different that you don't have those festivals to celebrate as easily, like the Moon Festivals, and do you miss those, or
yes,
do you find ways of doing them over here?
Not actually, because I know in Chinatown, like every big celebration like New Year or like Moon Festival like today, they also celebrate in there. So if I feel homesick, or I just come to Chinatown and I can look at it.
Okay.
And how about the security in Vietnam? Like, is it safe for the foreigners or tourists travel in Vietnam? Sure.
Yeah, it's not too bad, like especially in the big city. So because in Vietnam, the population is over 80 million people, so everything is not easy to under control. But but in the big city, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
So, obviously, in Vietnam, there's a lot of tourists.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what's the main industry that it comes out of Vietnam, apart from tourism?
Well, are you talking about a foreigner, like from different country, like they travel in Vietnam?
Just what are the sort of economic output is there? Is it just tourism is the main?
Yeah, tourism in the main, the main thing.
Okay. Joy 94.9, this is On Driven with Kevin, Mark and Hugh. And Kevin is our guest producer presenter today. And he actually comes from Vietnam and he's studying journalism and media. And our guest today is Ciro, who is also from Vietnam and studying. What are you studying?
I'm studying hospitality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Before we go into that, just tell us a little bit about your music we just played, because On Driven, we encourage our guests to bring their own music. So, Ciro, tell us, what was that song?
The music that you just listened is one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. It's called Just a Dream, was performed by Neoli. This is a very famous song that I think everyone may know this song, so I just want to share
it with us. It's a nice song.
It's a good song.
Thank you. And Ciro, like one of the things you told us, like you stay in Australia for 2.5 years.
Yep.
So you come here alone, yeah?
Yep, I come here alone myself.
Did you consider to go back to Vietnam during a year?
I went back to Vietnam once, I think 2 years ago. So I'm going to go back to Vietnam at the end of this year again.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to settle down in Australia?
Well, I think it took me nearly a year to settle down my life
in
Australia.
So I'll interrupt a little bit. Like during that 1 year, did you consider like, nah, I'm not going to stay in Australia. I'm going to go back because Australia is so boring or something. I'm sorry.
So boring. You can't say that.
You're trying to tell us something, Kevin?
Yes, I do consider, but I never thought I'm going to go back to Vietnam just because of I cannot settle my life in Australia.
So what? Why did you think it took you so long to settle? Why a year to settle down?
Because Vietnam and Australia is a big difference. So when I first came here, like I have so many factors that I have to come across, like language, culture shock, things like that.
Because you didn't speak the language when you came here.
Yeah, I never speak English in my country, actually.
Okay. Yeah. So it was a big decision to come to Australia if you didn't speak English.
Yes, exactly. It's a big decision in my life, actually. Yeah.
One thing that you told us, though, was that you're an only child?
Yep, I'm an only child in my family.
How did your parents take it, you coming to Australia?
Well, at first, my parents don't want me to come to Australia, but I convinced them, I really want to go, to overseas, just continue my study. So I tried to convince them to let me
just let you go.
Yeah.
And what makes you like to live in Australia?
Well, because in Australia, I have freedom life. I miss my parents, of course, but I do need my own freedom life as well. So
of course. That freedom was for a reason, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, how long is it since you knew you were gay?
I think when I was in high school, especially in year 6 or 7,
okay.
When I was 14.
So was that one of the reasons that you really wanted to leave your country and come to Australia?
Yes, that's one of the reasons I want to come to Australia. Because in Vietnam, I was in my family with my parents. I don't have freedom life, and I couldn't do what I want to do.
So did you have any bad reaction as being gay in Vietnam, like when you was high school?
Bad reaction, yeah, but it's not serious. Some people know that, my sexuality, I'm gay or something, and they're teasing me, but it wasn't too serious.
So it was just people just mucking around with you.
But how did you feel about that at the time?
I feel very upset, and I feel very upset about it.
How do you find Australia then, being gay here? Because you're quite openly gay, aren't you?
Yep.
How do you find it in Australia?
Well, I think in Australia, that's again, I can say that it's different cultures. In Australia, we have freedom life, we have no discrimination in Australia. And I think people in Australia, especially Australian people, they don't care about what you are gay or you are lesbian or something.
That's interesting.
Yeah. But
did your parents know you are different from others?
They might think that I'm a little bit different from others, but they don't actually know that I'm gay because I never told them.
You never told them.
Yeah.
Okay, this is On Driven on Joy 94.9, and we'll be back after this track.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9, and you're listening to our show today with our guest presenter, Kevin. And before we get on with it, we've just had a message in, and it's a message from Simo, and it says, "Hi guys, how topical. I've just arrived home this morning from a 3-week holiday in Vietnam. Travelled overland from HCMC to Hanoi via Mekong, Ha Long and Sapa. Had a great hot time. People, food, culture, scenery, etc. all wonderful." From Simo in East St. Kilda.
Oh, there you go.
So thanks very much. And if anyone else would like to comment or message on the show, how do they do that, Hugh?
They can SMS 0427-JOY-949. You can actually call Sarge on reception.
Yep.
1300-JOY-949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
And you can find us on Facebook at Orange Ribbon on JOY-949.
That's it. Well, there you go. We'll give you all the different options of contacting us, and we'd love to hear from you.
Ciro. But
let's get back to our guest today, Ciro, who comes from Vietnam.
Yep.
And is a hospitality student here.
So tell me about the music you just pick up. Why you pick up that song?
The song that you have me listen to is one of my favorite songs as well. Unfortunately, it's Vietnamese language, so maybe some of you cannot understand it. But it's translated to English. It's called "Have Already Been in Love with You." Mm-hmm. It's reminding me of my ex-boyfriend in Vietnam, who had been with me for 2 years. For a year, actually.
A year?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there is a story about this boyfriend, though, isn't there?
Yes. This song used to be a romantic song for me, but now when I hear it again, it's going to be a sad song.
A sad song.
Yes.
Now, you told us that you had a boyfriend in Vietnam.
Yep.
But when you came to Australia, something happened. Tell us what happened.
Well, after I finished high school in Vietnam, so I decided to come to Australia to continue study. So I talked to my mom, like, I need to study English, so I need to go to the city. As I mentioned before, I live in a small town, so I get the decision from my mom to go in city to study English for 1 year before I come to Australia. Mm-hmm. So during 1 year, I met guys, and we in love together. Yeah, so at that time, we usually listen to this song, and this song describing how we met and how we first loved.
How did you break up?
When I came to Australia, I think it's about 2 weeks. One of my friends told me a terrible news that my boyfriend was cheating behind me with my best friend.
Oh wow.
How did you meet your ex?
Sorry?
How did you meet your ex?
I met him online.
Online?
Yeah.
And he was cheating behind your back with your best friend.
Yes.
Who no doubt is not your best friend anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. What about when you first came here? Where did you live? How easy was it for you?
When I first moved to Melbourne, I lived with my uncle.
Right.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you came here?
I came here in 2009. I was 20.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, but eventually you moved out of your uncle's house.
Yep.
And moved in on your own. Now, that was very young and very brave to do that.
That was the first time I'm away from my family, because I never been in any country or I never traveled alone like that before. Mm. Yeah.
Why did you move out on your own? Why not stay with the family and feel a bit more secure?
Well, I stayed with them for the first 2 months. And then I decided to move out because, again, I want to have my freedom life. I want to live in my own. And, yeah.
But when you moved out, did you have any, like, did you have a hard time, like, when you moved out?
Yes, definitely. I found it difficult because I didn't know much about Australia at that time. So, and the language barriers, the cultures, I didn't get used to with anything, so that's another big decision that I'm gonna move out. But I want my freedom life. So, and another thing, I think why I move out because I don't want them to know about me. Like if I live with them for a while, they may.
This was your uncle and aunt you stayed with.
Yes, and their kid as well. Mm. So I don't want them to know about my sexualities. I don't want them to know that I'm gay. And
so how did your parents and your uncle? What did they think about when you said you wanted to move out? Were they happy or not happy about you moving away?
At first, my family is like, I had to stay with my uncle. Uh-huh. They didn't let me to move out. But I say, all right, trust me, I can live in my own. You know, just give me a try. And
But do you think you ever tell them, like your parents or your uncle, your family?
Tell them about my sexuality?
Yes.
No.
Why not?
Because I come from a traditional Vietnamese family. Mm-hmm. So my parents are not very open-minded about it. And I never tell them about it. Yeah.
Eventually, though, you are the only child, the only son.
Yes.
And your mother and father are going to want grandchildren one day. Are you prepared for what's going to happen when they start saying, Cyril, when are you going to get married, you know?
I think that's one of the culture thing, because in their mind, they would think that you know, their son gonna get married, their daughter gonna get married. That's the Asian culture.
Mm.
So they, especially in my parents, they never asked me about it, because they thought that I'm too young, and what I need to do is just focusing on studying.
But you won't be young forever. There'll come a time when they're going to wonder.
And yes. In the future, like do you think one day you're gonna tell them, or one day maybe you're gonna change your life, you're gonna get them married, like settled out because of your family? Do you think that gonna happen?
I don't think so, because I never thought I'm gonna tell my parents about that, because it's gonna be a bad thing for me, I think, because I understand my parents and how bad it is with what if I tell my parents. And but if one day they discover something, and if they ask me, I might say, okay, yes.
You probably haven't got long before they start asking you, okay, where's the girlfriend and all of that, I would have thought. Is that, have they started asking that sort of question? Like, how's the dating life going in Australia? And
they didn't ask me that question, uh-huh. but that's a shocker question. They asked me like, okay, do you feel something special with anyone else? Or mm-hmm. Yeah, but they didn't ask me, okay, do you have girlfriend? Because all they wanted me just to focus to study.
Okay. This is On Driven on Joy 94.9, and we'll come back after this. Joy 94.9, On Driven with Mark and Hugh, and our guest producer-presenter Kevin from Vietnam, and our guest today is Ciro, who also comes from Vietnam. Now, before the break, we were talking about your parents and being gay. Do you find it easier in Australia to be who you want to be?
Yes, definitely. As I mentioned before, because Asian culture is not very open mind. Most of them, like I'm talking about the older generation, they are not very open mind. So we actually didn't have freedom like in Vietnam or in most of Asian country. And in Australia, the culture is more open.
Right.
And do you think that you sort of alluded to there that it's more of an age thing? So people of your parents' generation aren't so open-minded about it, but how about friends and family of your age? Like, even back in Vietnam, were there sort of cousins or friends that knew you were gay, or was there anything like that?
They never mind.
No?
They never mind, yeah.
And how about over here with your Vietnamese straight friends?
Well, I had a lot of straight friends. When I came straight to Australia and even in Vietnam. I think I'm lucky because they know that I'm gay, but I didn't get bad reaction from them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just friends.
The thing that amazes me, though, you told me that most of your friends here are from Vietnam and a lot of them are not gay.
Yep.
But they know you're gay.
Yes.
But you said that in Vietnam, you'd get a bad reaction if you let it be known to everyone you were gay. What makes it different for the Vietnamese here in Australia than it would be in Vietnam?
I said that I get maybe a bad reaction in Vietnam from the older, like from older generation. Mm-hmm. I didn't say that.
Okay.
Yeah. Who like might say my age.
Mm.
But in here, a lot of my friends, they are the same age with me or maybe a little bit older, but they have an understanding and they don't mind about it.
Is that led to the question for me? Is like for the gay in Vietnam, is not really a safe place for the people travel in Vietnam because you're gay, is it? Do you mean?
Not really.
Are there many sort of gay bars and things like that in Vietnam that you would feel safe going to, for example?
Yes, they do have many gay bar or gay nightclub, but I never been there before because I was in with my family and when I moved to Ho Chi Minh City to study English and I spent most of the time with my boyfriend. So I haven't been in any gay nightclub in Vietnam yet. So.
And is there like an area in the city that's sort of the gay area, or are there clubs dotted all over the place? Like
Well, it's not a gay area. Mm-hmm. Like it's just a gay nightclub.
There's just one.
And I think they have some gay coffee shop as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about in Melbourne? Obviously, Melbourne's got a huge gay scene and a lot of clubs and pubs. Have you tried any of them?
Yes, I've been some of the gay club in Melbourne with my friends. I didn't have many gay friends in here. I had only two, and they took me there. So I've been, and I feel interesting.
Are you comfortable going to the gay bars here?
Yes, I'm comfortable. But when I go there, I feel strange because I never been in any gay club before. So when I see people in the gay club, they are very open minded. They have freedom, kind of whatever.
And how about now? If you went back to Vietnam, would you go and explore the gay scene in Vietnam?
Well, I think so.
And yeah. would you be concerned about sort of family seeing you or knowing more about it?
Yes, I have to consider about that as well. Because I don't want my parents to know about it yet.
Joy 94.9, this is Orange Ribbon with Mark and Hugh. And our guest today, and sorry, Kevin as well, our guest presenter. And our guest today is Ciro, who's originally from Vietnam, and he's studying here in Melbourne. Tell us about the music we just played.
The music was performed by one of my favorite singers, Ho Ngoc Ha. She's a very famous singer in Vietnam at the moment.
Okay.
The song is... I really like that song when I first listened. That doesn't remind me anything, but I don't know.
We've all got songs that we like. Let's talk about relationships. Now, you had one before you left Vietnam.
Yep.
And Dirty Rat, he went off with your best friend, ex-best friend. What about when you came to Australia? I mean, it took you, you said, a year to settle down here.
Yeah.
Once you did settle down, what happened? Did you meet anyone or did you go out socially?
Well, that's one of my wonderful memories as well. I think this year, 2011, I met the guy on Valentine's Day.
Very sweet.
Well, that's the first time we met.
And, did he give you a rose?
No. Unfortunately not. We're getting to know each other and for a very short time.
So where did you meet him?
I met him online.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Kevin's very interested. carry on.
It's where we all meet people, Kevin.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So, tell us about your boyfriend that you met on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's very interesting because he's from Europe. He's Egypt guy, and I met him. I really like him.
He comes from Egypt, did you say?
Yeah, Egypt.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
And we were together for four months, and but unfortunately, at the end, he came to me and he said that he's not gay.
He's not gay?
Yes.
Wow.
Again, broke my heart.
Yeah. Broke your heart.
Yes.
So, were you expecting him that at all? Was that a complete shock to you?
It's a big shock to me actually because we were together. Actually, we was in a relationship for 4 months. 4 months is not a long time, but during 4 months, you know, we get a lot.
You get close. Yeah.
How old was this guy?
He's 24.
Mm-hmm. So he's still quite young and he's maybe still finding his sexuality or whatever. But 4 months is a long time for someone to turn around and say, oh, by the way, I'm not gay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
so what was your reaction? Was it like, well, that's it, I'll give up? Or
no, I asking him, like, are you sure? So once you make decision, we're not going to get back again. So think about that. And then, you know, if you're pretty sure that you are not gay and you wouldn't go any further, and then we broke up. And once there later, he called me and he said, yes, I don't think I'm gay. And it was really sad.
So do you keep in touch with him at all?
No, we didn't keep in touch after that.
What about your studies? You're studying hospitality here?
Yes.
What is it you're actually doing for your studies?
I finished a diploma and advanced diploma. So basically, I have learned about a restaurant and customer service.
Okay.
Now I moved to a Bachelor of Hospitality Management. So I study about hotel.
Right.
So why you pick up that subject for study at the uni?
Well, because I like tourism and hospitality. I think it's very interesting when I study hospitality because I can interact with a lot of people. I can talk to people, and I think I have hospitality skills.
Nice skills. Yeah. Okay. We'll come back to Ciro's story very soon. This is Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9.
Orange Ribbon on Joy 94.9, and we're talking today to Ciro. So, Ciro, looking forward now. So you've been here. You're settled down. You're doing your studies. What do you think you're going to be doing once your studies are completed? Are you going to stay in Australia or go back to Vietnam?
Yeah, I love staying in Melbourne. Uh-huh. After finish study, I try to get a job in Australia, and I would love to stay here.
Yep.
Yeah.
And is there more than one reason you would love to stay here?
I think so.
Yes, because in Australia, I can live in my own, and I have freedom life here. I get used to it with everything. And I have a lot of friends in here, and yeah, it's very interesting. Mm.
Do your family know that you're planning to stay, if you can?
Yes, they expect me to stay here as well.
They're happy about that?
Yes, they have me.
That's good. Are they going to come and visit?
My mom came here once last year.
So you want to stay here, but you don't have a visa. So is it easy for you to get a visa at the end of your studies, or what happens?
No, it's very difficult. Unless I get a good job and sponsorship from the big company. Otherwise, I have to go back.
But hospitality, obviously, in the hospitality industry, in Vietnam will be huge. So you can always apply your studies to Vietnam.
Yes, I don't think it's a big deal because I have a good job here, so I really want to stay in Australia. But unless if the bad thing happens, I have to go back to Vietnam. That's fine. I will get a job from there. I will try to look for a job.
But, but do you consider for another country, like after you cannot get a PR in Australia, do you consider for going another country instead of going back to Vietnam? Do you?
Well, I think I'm going to go back to Vietnam if I cannot stay in Australia because, I've come back to Vietnam for my families and,
But do you think that your life will change drastically if you have to go back to Vietnam?
I think it's going to be changed, but it's not too much because now I can live in my own.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
Well, I hope it all works out for you and you do get a visa and you are able to stay here.
Yes.
And thank you very much for coming into the studios today to have a chat with us.
Thank you so much.
That's On Driven for another week. Our thanks to Ciro for taking time out to chat with us today. Also, thanks to Sarge and Heath on reception for program support. Coming up next on Joy is Frequency with James and Anastasia. So stay tuned for a great show because it's for the history of Joy. And I do know they've got a lot of great interviews coming up and
it's
music.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting. I was talking to Anastasia before our show and she was telling me all about it, but I won't say too much. Okay.
And of course, thank you to Kevin for being our guest presenter, producer today.
Yes. Coming up next is the news with the beautiful Helen, who's just sneaked into the studio here. On Driven, we'll be back again at the same time, 4 o'clock next Saturday afternoon, with more insights into GLBTIQ community here in Australia and around the world. You will hear from Kevin again as well. He's going to be with us for quite a while, and he's actually producing not next week's show, but the next again.
The week's after. Yeah.
So we're looking forward to that. So thanks, Kevin, for coming
in.
Anyway, that's all that's left from us. So bye bye.
That's it for the day. Bye bye.
Have a great week.
Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.